Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Check out the programming numbers at the end of every year and what dominates. I'll give you a hint. It's the NFL.
It rhymes with Schmidt.
Mike is in Hagerstown. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Guys, how you doing? First-time caller. Listen, I love your show, but here's my point. I am very, very confused on this streaming stuff. Last week, if I wanted to watch the Nats, I had to pay $10 on a certain app or whatever they call it. See, I don't even know what the hell it's called.
Hold on. What app was charging you $10 to watch the Nats?
No. It was on a certain, like a Hulu or a Prime.
Oh, Apple TV, the Friday night game.
Yeah, Apple Plus. What the hell?
Yep.
Yeah, that's great, by the way. How old are you, Mike?
I'm 69.
Let's go. So, Mike, you were born in what year?
55.
Okay. My mom was 57. My dad was 51.
Hey, great. Listen, but still,
He's going to move right past that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me go back to Apple then. Yeah. Let's get you got business to tend to. I get it. I'm not going to slow you down. So you get Masson regularly. You watch every game with Bob and Franny.
Yeah, exactly.
And how
great
do you
people.
Do that? DirecTV?
I've got those box things, you know?
Box?
Cable?
Things.
Yeah, cable.
Yep.
Box things.
I speak it, yeah.
If box things means cable, we're in for a...
I'm going to translate for the younger folks. I got you, sir.
So what cable provider do you have?
I think it's called Antietam Broadcast, and it's the only one in the area, so they've already got the monopoly on it.
Yeah. So the reason the Nats are on Apple does a exclusive MLB broadcast every Friday night. And the Nats will rarely be on it, but that particular game, the exclusive broadcast was on Apple. So it was the only way to watch them. Did you get Apple for the night?
Excuse me?
Did you get Apple for the night?
Oh, no. I mean, look, I can afford $10, but it's just the principle of the thing.
I get it.
Of course.
If I can get it on my cable, why do I have to play Apple?
Well, that's why Apple gets it, because they keep it from your cable for that Friday night broadcast, and now you either...
See, this is what's going to happen. Like the Christmas football. Why do I have to pay, money to watch, a stream or whatever you call it? I don't know what the hell they call it.
But you're talking about Netflix. You have Netflix?
Yes, I believe we do. But
okay,
then
you're fine. Then you're going to have the Christmas games. They're on Netflix.
No, but if... Okay, listen. Okay, I'm a clicker. If
yep.
I can watch, you know, more than one program at a time.
Totally.
That is an annoying part of
the stream. It's 100% the frustration.
How about Mike off the top rope?
Yeah.
This is great because you're right, Mike. If you're on Netflix watching the NFL game, you can't flip over to the other thing in commercial, really.
My sister, who I live with, she says that you have to go to another, whatever they call it, another stream. Yeah,
another
whatever.
App or another input on your television or hard drive, whatever.
Mike, are you on a landline phone right now?
No.
You're not? You're on a cell phone?
I'm on a cell phone.
Mike!
Is it a smartphone or a flip phone?
I don't even know what the hell it is. Hold on. It's a Cricket.
A Cricket? What is that?
Cricket Wireless?
Look, I don't know. My sister
so
got
let me ask you, can you search the internet on your phone and watch videos?
Yeah, I can do all that stuff.
Smartphone.
So it's a smartphone.
Smartphone.
It doesn't look like a smartphone. It's a small guy. It's called Cricket. I pay $30 a month.
And it's probably not a smartphone.
It may not be that smart.
Are you on any social media platforms?
No. I don't do any of that crap.
What do you think of social media, good or bad for society?
Oh, I hate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you get all your political information?
I watch CNN.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
not bad.
Touche.
Yeah, there you go. I like getting my political information from Facebook.
All right. Well, I think Facebook is ridiculous. I think I think texting is ridiculous.
Texting?
Texting,
Mike,
ridiculous?
You ain't texting?
I just found out last month that I can text by using my phone and just pressing this one microphone thing, and I can talk into
it. You talk right into it.
Yeah, and I'm texting.
I get steamed up for Mike.
Mike, that was a game changer when I figured that out. That was the best.
You know that, Mike. You don't even have to touch any of the buttons with your thumb.
There's a little mic right there.
Hit the microphone, mm-hmm. and you talk, and it texts.
You say what you want to say right to the Cricket.
Isn't that better?
Well, see, that's another thing. When I text with my fingers, if I want to pee, I'm hitting an O. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
That is a
been
problem.
Been there, dude.
I've made a mistake or two with my fingers while texting. Do you write checks?
No.
Do you have a debit card?
I have a credit card.
Well, then you're up with the times then.
Well, I mean, I'm semi up with the times. All this crap with the
streaming.
How about do you have a VCR at your house or VHSs?
No, I used to have a TV that had a damn tape thing in it.
The 2-in-1. Oh, that was luxury, Mike.
I used to love those.
Those were great.
Those are good. Yeah. What about DVD player? You still watch DVDs?
I don't do DVDs. I don't even do movies, man.
Huh. So what's your normal day like? You're retired?
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely retired.
So what'd you do today?
Well, for real, guys, my day consists of junks till 10 o'clock. I'll make a breakfast, maybe take a little nap, get up and wait for like about 3:30, 4 o'clock so I can start doing my vitamins and get ready for the Nats.
I get steamed
Mike,
up
I
for
love
my,
it. That's a
Mike,
day, brother.
Can I tell you?
You earned it.
All I want in my life is to be you. I want to get to a point where I'm 69 years old.
Just talking to your Cricket.
And I'm like, what time is breakfast? What time is breakfast? What am I going to make? And when do the Nats come on? That's all I want in my life. I could touch a button right now and get to 69 to do that. I would do it.
Very simple.
Do you sit in the same recliner every single day? It's a lock.
Yes.
Does it have a name?
What has a name?
Have you named your recliner? Like there's a nickname, like it's Betsy or Mabel.
Negative.
Okay.
Negative. Here's my guess. Do you have a shoehorn next to your recliner that helps you get your shoes on?
That's a negative.
Mike! No shoehorn.
In your face, Jeeps.
There's probably so many. There's a pile of newspapers next to your recliner, isn't there?
No. Hey, man, I'm telling you. Up here in Hagerstown, I can't get to Washington Post.
Where do you go out to eat when you go out to eat? What's your spot?
No, I do not eat in restaurants or stuff like that. I think, no, I don't do that.
You don't do it?
I hate watching people eat, and I don't want people watching me eat. I think that's pretty foul.
Foul?
Mike,
Wait, well, you refuse to go to restaurants. When's the last time you went to a restaurant?
Oh, I go to restaurants, but I'll usually play, you know, just drink beer and I'll play keto.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's pretty. You sit at the bar. What restaurant bar do you go to?
For real, I don't even know the name of the bar. I've only been there like 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
It's like about a mile down the road. We don't go there that much. I don't do that much at night, man. I mean, you know.
Watch those Nats.
Gotta watch the Nats.
Yeah, I watch the Nats, and then after one or two more vitamins, I'm in bed.
Well, Mike, here's what I need to do. I'm going to put you on hold. I want Ryan to get your info. I want to do regular check-ins with you, see what's up.
Wow, man. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, you should be a reoccurring member of the program here. Just, you know, what's going on with Mike?
What's up with Mike in Hagerstown?
That'd be great, man. I mean, I'd be honored.
Well, let's do it. All right, buddy. What did you make for breakfast today?
Breakfast was a can of ravioli.
I love this guy.
Mike, come on.
You just heated up a can of ravioli?
Right in the little saucepan there?
Right in my little bowl that I put everything in and microwave, and we're done.
What's dinner tonight?
Dinner is going to be, believe it or not, spaghetti. I make a pretty good spaghetti sauce.
Let's go, Mike.
Today's pasta day at Mike's.
I can't wait to be Mike when I'm 69.
Ravioli for breakfast in the bowl that he eats everything in.
All right. Well,
before you put Mike on hold, yeah. he did say he's a first-time caller. We have to officially.
Oh, let's welcome him. Hold on, Mike.
Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
All right, Mike, we appreciate you, man.
Be well, dude.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. I love Mike. Team Mike.
What a ride we went on.
That was something.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.